Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Well, everybody woke up this morning talking about the Bruno Mars and Cardi B link up. Honey, they killed the remix to Finesse off his Grammy-nominated album, 24K. The video is inspired by the 90s, more specifically hit sketch comedy series In Living Color. Well, you know, the song is playful, it's up-tempo, Cardi B bringing her Bronx girl flavor to the record. And of course, Bruno Mars is nominated for 6 Grammys for the Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best R&B Song, Best R&B Album, and Best R&B Performance, which he will always win in my book. Now this year, newcomer Cardi B is nominated for 2 Grammys with her breakout single, Bodak Yellow. The Afro-Latina is proving she's here to stay as she becomes the first rapper to have her first 3 Billboard Hot 100 entries in the top 10 charts at the same time. You know what? This is a feat accomplished only by Ashanti and the Beatles until now. Hey, Cardi B, she's the it girl right at the moment. And speaking of the Recording Academy, it announced the first group of artists to perform at the 60th Annual Grammy Awards. Well, taking the stage on music's biggest night will be current nominee Childish Gambino, Grammy winner, and current nominee Lady Gaga, Grammy winners, and current nominees Little Big Town, and of course, current nominee and Grammy winner Pink. Now, this is just some of the people. By the way, Patti LuPone will be there to reprise her 1981 Grammy performance of Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. Okay. Well, anyway, the Grammys will be broadcast live on HDTV and on CBS Television Network. That's Sunday, January 28th at 7:30. Yes, and we will have a reporter there because it's in New York this year, which means I'm not leaving warm Cali to come to New York. Okay. The Clintons were the latest victims as fires continue to spring up around New York. You know, it always seems to happen in the coldest part of the winter. Well, a fire broke out at the longtime remote Westchester home of Bill and Hillary. The fire was small. Now, we don't even know if the Clintons were at their longtime Chappaqua residence, which is just north of New York City. But a spokesman for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign said the blaze broke out in a Secret Service facility that's not really connected to the main house. And I'm so glad everybody is okay because nobody wants to get burned out in the middle of the winter. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, and don't forget to check out Hollywood Live Extra, our podcast for this week. Of course, that started airing yesterday on Wednesday, and you can catch it at AURN.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood for all of these stories and a whole lot more. And don't forget, Golden Globes coming up on Sunday. We will see you there.